This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America tonight, and boy, oh boy, here's what's buzzworthy in your neck of the woods and mine. Everybody's talking about this hurricane, Hurricane Matthew, and I even on Facebook, if you go to my Facebook, I'll friend you, it's just Kate Delaney, and I put this frightening, massive map that had all these wonderful colors in it. And if you looked at it and said, geez, what is this a picture of? It's a picture of something you should run from, because it was frightening to look at, frankly. And this was just a few days ago. Now it is barreling toward West Palm. They say by the time it hits West Palm, probably about a 3. There is a chance it bounces off and becomes a 4 as it goes up the East Coast. There's evacuations galore. And I'm happy to say many of you are listening to me in some of these areas where you're being evacuated, that a lot of you sent me photos, sent me emails about that. And I am so thrilled that people are taking this seriously. Because, listen, if you have to go get a hotel room somewhere inland a little bit more, better to do that and have a little bit of a break than to be in the path of Matthew. And the traffic was thick. Thousands are fleeing. There is no question about that. All right, each and every show, we're joined by our pals from Talk Media News. No one more fun to catch up with than Justin Duckham, because he has really been the guy on the spot who's been covering all of this when it comes to the presidential debates, the VP debate. Are you going to be there on Sunday, Justin, for the next presidential debate?
Yes, I am. I'm leaving for St. Louis early that morning, and I'm going to be there for that one, and should be pretty interesting. There is absolutely a lot riding on that one.
Yeah, what are they saying in D.C., because you're there, what are they saying in D.C. about the second one? I know a lot of the talk is about what's going to happen with Hillary Clinton, and is Donald Trump going to be more presidential, not interrupt, because so much was made of the interrupting thing. What are they saying?
Right now this is something that could really define the final days of the Trump campaign. If he flails out on this one, he risks losing some pretty significant party support in the lead up to the election itself, particularly among down ballot races. After the debate last night, I spoke to some Trump staffers who kind of let on that he hasn't necessarily amped up his debate prep as much as a lot of people were hoping that he would be doing, but he has added a town hall style event to his schedule to try to get a little bit more experience than that under his belt. So that's something that we can probably look forward to in the next few days to see how exactly he handles that format. But either way, there's going to be a lot of people watching on this, and just a lot of doubt that he's going to be able to really kind of turn ship with just the brief period of time that was between the last debate and this one, particularly with the kind of revelations that we have with Pence and the success that he had, and reports that apparently that was getting under Trump's skin. It's going to be interesting to see how exactly that moves forward.
There you go. Meanwhile, on the Hill, the Republicans are trying to block Obamacare settlements with the insurers. What's that about?
This is something that's, been going on for a while, ongoing effort to renegotiate the Obamacare as a whole. This one is, the latest effort of court coming, of course, coming from Republicans in Congress. Just sort of more of what we can expect leading up to this. I don't have the full report on this. I spent a good chunk of the day coming back from the debates last night, so I apologize. I'm not fully informed, but not necessarily surprising to see that this is coming up again.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. Hey, so back to that VP debate, since you were there, and as you said, you were making your way back, and this is really what everybody wants to know and talk about. Donald Trump, and some of what I was seeing today, was taking credit for Mike Pence's debate performance, and he says, I'm getting a lot of credit because that was my first, you know, so-called choice. So he's saying, this is the guy I picked, and this is what I was expecting. So, of course, he's going to ride on that because a lot of people were saying that Pence really won that debate. Even you were talking last night that Pence got more points, really, because of all the interrupting that was going on with Kane.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is a pretty strange, you know, statement to be coming from a candidate. One that would have certainly raised eyebrows had it been from anybody else besides, you know, Donald Trump. But as you mentioned, he really tried to, you know, kind of cast himself on Pence for really the first time this campaign season, considering that they've both kind of kept each other at arm's length for a good duration of this, you know, saying that this was, again, as you mentioned, his first choice as president. But, of course, that kind of leaves out some of the important context that, you know, he wasn't necessarily Trump's first choice. You know, we know that Trump wanted to have somebody who was more of a loyalist to him, somebody along the lines of, you know, Chris Christie or some of the other people who had been on the, you know, campaign trail for him, you know, to a much greater extent than Mike Pence. And that ultimately choosing Pence was somebody who was, you know, Pence was ultimately the choice of his former campaign advisor, Paul Manafort, who had, you know, since left the campaign. So a pretty interesting statement from Trump, one that doesn't necessarily mesh with the facts very well, you know, considering it's a pretty well-known fact right now what exactly went into those conversations. So, you know, it's just, I guess to a large extent, what we can kind of expect from Trump, considering that, you know, this is sort of a classic statement coming from him, but one that, you know, nevertheless still raises eyebrows.
All right, Justin Duck, and we look forward to talking to you after the next debate. I think it's going to be wild to watch. Have fun in St. Louis for sure.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
All right. And again, all eyes on Trump and Clinton. That one is in St. Louis, as he mentioned, and he has been covering all of these debates. I think the second one is going to get huge ratings, just like the first one did. In fact, all three will get big ratings. There's no mystery to that. Hey, coming up next on the show, a conversation with a woman who lost over 200 pounds, and she is fighting childhood obesity and obesity just in general, trying to encourage people and talk to them about what it was like for her. And check out what she's doing. She's riding a bike. Danielle Giordano is riding a bike from Chicago all the way to Santa Monica, going through Route 66. She's ahead of the pace and could set a world record. And we talked to her right before she took off about a month ago from Chicago, a little less than a month ago. And now here she is getting closer to the target, which, of course, is California. So what's that like to ride a bike for that many days? And what kind of elements do you go through when you're on that bike? And what really is that like? What an incredible undertaking to do that, to again, go through some of those areas we're talking about, some of the mountainous. There's actually some brutal hills on that route. So we'll catch up with her next, right here on ATN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
I would say she's idling in our virtual green room, but she's not idle in any way, shape, or form. She is out there doing something that's incredible. She's really trying to raise awareness for obesity, especially childhood obesity, but just, I think, even in general, what she's doing. You can check out how far she's come on her cycling project. She left from Chicago and took off on September 18th from downtown Chicago. She's going down Route 66 on a bicycle. Danielle Giordano is just, again, someone to watch. How fierce she is in trying to raise this awareness with this National Cycle Project and, you know, raise the roof on what's happening out there. And at the same time, this incredible athletic feat along the way. Danielle, how are you doing? You feeling a little bit rested?
A little bit. At this point, there's a lot of things that are sore, but, we're going to keep trucking along. We're making really good time. We are currently in a place called Holbrook, Arizona. Came through some pretty challenging hills yesterday and made a little bit of a descent down into the valley of Holbrook here. But you know what they say in cycling, what goes down must come up.
That sounds like a true cyclist. It's like those Pelotons, right? You know, we're talking about any of the races, whether it's in Italy or, of course, whether it's in France, the Tour de France. So tell us about what it's been like along the way. First of all, what was it like to leave from Chicago? You know, what was that like to go from downtown Chicago? I think that's so cool.
Well, you know, it was kind of cool, you know, literally being at the starting point for Route 66, and there's a sign at the corner there that informs you that you are indeed right at the starting point, you know, and going through downtown and making your way around the city. And then we've had a chance to really see everything. I mean, we've been through the mountains of Missouri, which I have to say are probably one of the single most challenging aspects of this ride so far when it comes to mountains. And I'm in the middle of, you know, I went through New Mexico and I'm in the middle of Arizona right now, and so that says something. The winds coming out of Illinois, just the winds in New Mexico, we faced 40-plus mile-an-hour winds.
Wow.
Day before yesterday, and trying to just keep the bike upright. And it was just insane. Too, temperatures, 29 degrees yesterday. It's only in the upper 30s right now here in Arizona. To the heat, to roads that are just, they just beat upon your joints. Just, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, just constantly being beat to potholes and splits where the road is raised or lowered, you know, 12, 14 inches, and you just ba-boom, and you just, you know, hit down to, you know, the interstates. You know, riding along I-40 is, it's surreal. Being so close to, you know, these tractor trailers are going, you know, I believe, you know, at least 75, 85 miles an hour, and they're literally feet from you. Almost wiped out a couple of times, had a little bit of a wipeout, and it's just that. Just the vibration and the sheer noise that they make when they pass you. This route truly is as mentally exhausting as it is physically, exhausting. You get hit with every type of weather. I mean, we were going into Tulsa and we rode through a rainstorm for 5 hours. I mean, it was just... I mean, it was, we've had every, you know, hit, but I think that's a really good mirror for people who are facing health issues and are obese, that there are so many life circumstances and, you know, social obligations and, you know, just, you know, cravings and addictions to carbohydrates or sugars. And I think it's a really great mirror. And, you know, as I said when I began this, I really want this to be a living testimony of, you know, what I'm going through is what people go through when they have these health challenges. And I was that person that was almost 400 pounds. And here I am now where, you know, the world record is 44 days and we are sitting at day 17, 18, and we are in, well, we started on September 18th, and then we took one rest day in Amarillo, and so, you know, now we're sitting in Holbrook, Arizona, and we're within 600 miles of the Santa Monica Pier. Currently, and I didn't even know this until a reporter told me, but I'm pacing faster than any other athlete in U.S. or in history, period. Also have the highest mileage day of any athlete in history doing this route. And so, you know, I hope it to be a motivation for someone, a true motivation, because, you know, Kate, what I say, you know, inspiration without action is merely entertainment, and we don't need any more entertainment in this world. And so, you know, it's been a really, a truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience. From the mountains to the painted desert yesterday, which was just amazing, to, you know, you get in some of these stretches where you literally, you can see for what seems like a couple hundred miles, and there's nothing. there's nothing. There's not a telephone pole. There's not a water
tower.
Wow. You know what I mean? It's been really cool.
So I love what you said there. I mean, that about it being entertainment, the inspiration without the action, basically, and you're putting the action out there. So when people start, more people are starting to learn about your journey, and I know you're focused on the bike and riding, but that has to feel gratifying, right?
Oh, you know what? It has been really cool. We had this phenomenon that started happening in Tulsa where people were starting to pull over and take pictures, and people were taking pictures in their car, and they were asking for selfies, and, you know, to the point where, you know, it's grown, you know, now people are, I mean, they're literally pulling over two and three at a time to just take video and
nice.
Get a picture, and will you take a selfie? And we, you know, we were going through Mexico, and New Mexico, excuse me, and this one gentleman came running up, and he had a bag of homemade beef jerky, and he said, "We saw you on TV, we just want to wish you luck." I said, "I'm a vegan," and I said, "But I think the pace car driver, we didn't," and he was so sweet, you know, but people with just, you know, water and Gatorade, and just, it's been really cool to see Americans wrap around really what is a European sport, you know, drastically different in popularity between the United States and Europe. But it's, I think it's the story, and it's the just the connection that we're all really the same here, and we all have the same challenges. So,
what typically, and boy, well said, what typically is a day like for you? How many hours does it vary on the bike?
It does. I mean, it really does. You know, like normally we would already be up and on the bike, but, you know, we have temperatures here that are just frigid, and when you work in the wind chill factor of the headwinds plus the speed of the bike that you're moving at, you know, it's just frigid, and so we can't start yet. So we're starting later, which might mean either, one, we have a shorter day, or it might mean we ride into the evening. You know, we've had days that have been 14, 15 hours. We've ridden from, you know, night to night, per se, and we've had days that have been shorter. I think my shortest day so far, I've had 89 miles, and that was just going through the mountains, and it was the headwinds too, and it was actually the day before yesterday, I believe, where we had the 40 plus mile an hour headwinds, and I just couldn't take it, and so it really, it varies, it depends on weather, and depends on what type of terrain we're in, and there's a lot of variables.
Wow. How about, so you mentioned this, you're a vegan, how do you fuel yourself? Because we see this, for people who are listening to me, you see this when you watch some of the races on TV, bananas and power bars. Is that what's happening with the pace car around you?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I have my vegan protein that I have. I also have a product called Prove It that I'm using. Of course, I have my Kind bars that are right next to me that don't go too far from my grass. I also have some wonderfully raw products, which are just raw, nutritionally dense, plant-based products. I'm eating a lot of beans along the way. You know, I've had my my cans of, I love garbanzo beans, and so I've been eating my garbanzo beans along the way. And that's literally just opening up the can, draining it out, and, you know, and of course I have my pickle juice along the way too to try and prevent cramps. And so, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. And then, of course, in the evenings is really when you try and calorie pack as much as you can. You know, eating a lot of sweet earth foods and just, you know, trying to eat a lot of, you know, complex carbohydrate type of foods. So.
All right, so everybody can keep following you. We're going to check in with you again, but they can go to highwayforhealth.org, right? And that talks about the project and the foundation and whatnot.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And, you know, Kate, we're going to have a pretty large celebration at the Santa Monica Pier, and it honestly looks like we could wrap this thing up this week. And so that's really kind of exciting as we get into the final days here. So we'll see how it all works out. But, yeah, highwayforhealth.org. We also have our video diaries. And we also have the audio diaries that are running on the La Femme radio network.
All right, so check that out. Thank you, Danielle, and good luck the rest of the way.
Hey, thanks so much, Kate. I appreciate it. Have an awesome day.
Come on along with the black riders. They have a girl's mind. Lay down in the web of the black.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are what you eat, No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
America tonight. What's it like to be in the eye of a hurricane? Many of you listening, I know you can close your eyes and you can think back to some awful natural disaster that you've dealt with, whether it's a twister, a different hurricane, whether it's a flood, mudslides, whatever it might be that you dealt with, raging fire. You know how awful that is because it uproots you and we get used to what's comfortable and our routines. You know, so every day you just go to your routine, you go to your routine, and then something traumatic really rocks that. And when you have to pack up the car, figure it out, make a hotel reservation, weigh the odds. Should we stay? Should we go? I don't know. What do you think? Because this is looking bad. We look at the weather map a million times. Do you think it's really going to hit here, honey? Do you think it's going to really be bad? Do we need to take the kids out of school? And you do that back and forth thing. Just, again, trying to figure it out. What do we need to do? How do we need to survive this thing? And a lot of people find themselves in that situation thanks to Hurricane Matthew, which just absolutely smashed. I mean, just smashed into to Haiti like nobody's business. And
you know, this again is the warning shot across the bow for so many Americans on that eastern seaboard, really starting with, and there's no way to know this for exactly, you know, you can look at the weather map and even the brightest and the best can think about what they believe is going to happen and show you with all kinds of animated cool graphs how it moves in and what the pattern is and why it means what it means. But at the same time, it's not an exact science because the winds could dissipate, and wouldn't that be great? I mean, hey, so you have to take a wild adventure, and you were one of the people that decided to leave, but okay, that's all right, because you left and everybody was fine, and you didn't come back to your house being torn in 50 different directions. Because anybody who's been through a hurricane, I had a couple of really good friends that have gone through, one in particular, one couple I know, they went through the ultimate hurricane that absolutely killed Hurricane Katrina, that absolutely, I mean, led to the deaths of so many people. But besides the horrible things that happened in New Orleans, so many people forgot Mississippi, and Mississippi was that place where people's houses were ripped down to nothing. So you would have nothing that was there. And that happened to my friend, where they had no house. They had no clothes. They had, I mean, it was just shattered. And it wasn't even, it was crazy. It wasn't even like a twister. They went back and it's down to the nubs. When people say the house was down to, well, just the frame or just down to the tiny nubs of the house, it was the tiny nubs of the house that were left. And it's just so hard to wrap your head around that, to think, wow, this hurricane was so incredibly powerful. It just launched everything in different directions. And, you know, who knows, people would find somebody's wallet 20 miles away. Pictures, if anything was even worth saving. So Rick Scott, the governor of Florida, had this to say about the efforts of the eye of the hurricane where it is, evacuating, and all things Matthew.
Hurricane Matthew is a Category 4 hurricane, and it's deadly. Multiple people have already lost their lives by this major hurricane. We do not want to see another life lost. I want to see one life lost in our great state. Protecting life is our number one concern.
Yeah, the storm continues to move closer to our state. There are now some forecasts that put a direct hit on Florida. Based on the current forecast, the center of the storm will be close to Cape Canaveral on Friday morning. If you live in a low-lying area, on a barrier island, or in an area prone to flooding, you need to consider making plans to leave now. Don't wait for a mandatory evacuation. That's when the roads are going to get clogged. It's going to be much harder to evacuate.
Yeah, and he's right about that, because that's what happens. If it's the last second deal, which we saw so many people trying to get, and again, this stems from Katrina, so many people trying to get out of New Orleans, trying to get out of Mississippi at the last second, various towns, that it was impossible. And, of course, that is, you know, that's definitely not what Rick Scott wants to see in Florida, just completely disastrous. So other odds and ends happening that I call buzzworthy and worth mentioning here on America Tonight, it's really about the election. It's really about this hurricane. Those are the two big things. I went to the grocery store today, and there were two women in front of me, and there were two women behind me. I was running errands, and I ran in to grab a few things. And they were, that's what everybody was talking about. Ooh, do you think those people are going to be okay? And I had a cousin that's here. Everybody like sort of knew somebody that was being evacuated. Now, the other thing making a little bit of buzz and would count as in what I call odds and ends, what's with the creepy, crummy, nasty clowns? With this crazy hoax or menace or whatever. I don't know. There's all these theories floating around, and I don't know if you've seen the crazy clowns in your neighborhood. But schools are sending out warning letters, I mean across the country, warning letters about these clowns. Social media is filled with creepy, strange, whacked out homemade clown videos. Even it came up at the White House briefing this week. Stephen King called people out. He tweeted, and of course, his tweet was retweeted a zillion times, you know, 3,600 times, which is huge. He said, "Hey guys, time to cool the clown hysteria. Most of them are good. Cheer up the kiddies, make people laugh." I mean, he felt so compelled because he knows in his book that was one of the big themes in one of his horror books. So this whole bad clown thing is eeky. I mean, in August, kids in an apartment complex in Greenville, South Carolina, said they saw clowns in the wood. They, you know, in the woods, trying to lure them into the woods. So that's not good. In Massachusetts, there's this viral marketing stunt for local haunted houses. That makes sense because now with this creepy clown copycat thing, that's classic. Just try to get them to come to the haunted house. But now there's this crazy anxiety about it. And some of these clowns are pretty, I mean, it's not like a good looking, I don't know how to say that, with a big smile clown. I mean, they're creepy clowns. Scary the way that they look. So there's a hashtag floating around. If you're on social media, you know exactly what I mean. Just a hashtag. It says, "If I see a clown." And so some of the things have been very funny, and some of them have been really creepy. And you got to wonder, I'm thinking, you know, if you have kids, what do you tell them? Stay away from the clowns. If some clown is trying to lure you into the woods. Boy, strange goings on. And not funny, because a hoax, joking, Halloween, I didn't know this was going to happen. Halloween's going to be all crazy clowns because this is making such big news. But it's so very scary to me that I would be sick with worry if there was that was popping up in my neighborhood. In fact, it did pop up in my neighborhood where they had to close a school, you know, had a lockdown in a school because of a crazy clown. Wild. From the land of anything happens in Hollywood, and, you know, normally, who cares? Except for that, it's interesting, you know, these reality people, there's some kind of a weird blurred line. If you don't make it necessarily as a movie star, you get a little bit of a buzz as a TV star, maybe you'll get a reality show. It's a good way to bank some bucks and stay alive in the game. Tori Spelling was one of those people. She and her husband Dean McDermott announced that they're expecting baby number 5. Wow, 5 babies. So they've got one kid, the oldest is 9, the youngest is 4, and now they're going to add to that pile of kids. But I didn't realize how old Spelling was, meaning I actually thought she was a little bit older than this, but she's 43. So they say, hey, the baby could have happened at a better time, nothing's ever perfect, blah, 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 but 5 kids. So does that mean, like, you know, there was that Kate and John in 8? If they can somehow keep going, she can bounce back and as another, you know, with another reality show, and then that will pay for all of those kids. She said it's a total surprise. But what she's famous for really is Beverly Hills 90210. And her father was a very, very wealthy, well-known producer in Hollywood. That's why her name is familiar to a lot of people. I have a feeling very few, however, are talking about a 5th baby for Tori Spelling. It's more about, think we're going to see 150-mile-an-hour winds? Stay with us. Fruits and Nuts, Shred It or Bingo next. We'll be right back.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Once in a while, in fact, once a week we try to do this, we pull Nathan Reeder into our fun and frivolity here on the show, America Tonight, and bring him into Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Hey, Kate Delaney, I'm pretty good.
Of course you're good. Aren't you taking like 5 weeks off or some crazy thing like that eventually?
Yes, eventually when I'm dead, I will take 5 weeks off.
That's so funny you say that. My mother used to say, you can sleep when you're dead. It's like, okay. That's a good way.
Classic.
To, it is classic. It's classic, I'm telling you. All right, so how about this? This is... I don't know. This is kind of interesting. Some Arizona senators oppose the Grand Canyon National Monument. Let me explain this a little bit further. First of all, have you ever been to the Grand Canyon, Nathan?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that would be a fun trip. It'd probably be, I don't know how many hours it would be from Minnesota, but it might not be that expensive to go there. I've been there twice. I stupidly hiked up and down it in one day. I was in very good shape then, and I was exhausted after I did that, but I did do it. So, I mean, this was a while ago. So Arizona's senators kind of threw up the alarm by hinting that they're, you know, the president wants to, is ready to designate a Grand Canyon area a national monument, and they're opposing it. The Republican senators are John McCain and Jeff Flake. They sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Secretary Tom Vilsack trying to get a briefing on reports that there are these efforts, right? Because here's what they're saying. They're going to carve out like 1.7 million acres of this national monument on either side of the Grand Canyon. You know, there's these forest lands, and the people in Arizona are cautioning against the new monument. They're saying it would permanently ban uranium mining in the park's watershed. They've argued it would restrict access and management options if you do that. So they're saying that it would complicate the thinning efforts, forest thinning, because they have to do that because of fire hazards. That's what happens. And so they said they're begging the president not to do that. And they're saying that it's scary because if this happens, who knows, the whole Grand Canyon could go up with the wrong match. And I didn't realize that. I guess I didn't think about that. I always just think about the canyon, but there's all those forests around it. So I don't know, fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
I think it's bingo to talk about specifics that are going on and to if you think you need to challenge public policy. So I'm going to go with bingo for that. Otherwise, who's challenging here? Who are the people?
Yeah, the Arizona senators who are trying to say stop with the forest thing because look what happens if you do this. You're not realizing nobody's trying to damage the forest. We have to thin it out because if we don't and it catches on fire, it's awful. It's worse. Like, they have to do that in a lot of areas. So I guess it's not knowing some of what happens there. So I agree with you, bingo, because it's being challenged and should be discussed so that more is known about the area.
Yeah, I mean, if we're specifically talking about possibility of increased fires, then that sounds like everybody's best interest, so
yes.
Go away.
Absolutely. This is a crazy one. There's a mysterious star that some astronomers believe could harbor alien megastructure, and researchers are really kind of puzzled by this. There's a new study for this publication in the Astrophysical Journal, and they say it's only deepened the mystery of this star known as, ready for this name, KIC 8462852. Easy to remember. So this guy named Josh Simon of the Carnegie Institute analyzed with somebody else this information that they came up with at the Kepler Space Telescope. During the four-year period, the telescope observed this star, or this structure, I should say. And they say it actually is a star, and it's one of the 160,000 stars that NASA's Kepler has spotted since 2009 through its unusual light pattern. It caught the attention of a lot of people because they hunt for planets in the Milky Way galaxy by measuring the brightness of stars and looking for tiny dips in light patterns that could signify an orbiting planet. In most cases, when a planet is orbiting a star, the Kepler measures will show this uniform light pattern. But they saw some strange things in the one I just mentioned, including a large mass of matter circling it. And they're saying, these scientists, that everything from a mass of comets to bad information or alien structures could be to blame for that light curve. Wow. And they've tried this radio signals. They've tried to identify radio signals from the star, but they haven't been able to do that. So fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
I'm going to go with all three, Kate.
Because, I like that.
Because the future, or, you know, I guess the thing happening right now is universes all doing their own thing, and you know, we're part of that thing, and it's certainly possible that it's aliens, and it's also certainly possible that it's just, you know, data that we haven't been able to figure out how to read yet.
Yeah, I agree. We don't know how to read it. Yeah, we don't know how to read some of it, so we don't know what it is. I think it's beyond interesting. Now, it would be a cool job to be a scientist and try to figure all this out. I think it really would be.
Well, if you're going to be a scientist trying to figure it out, you better have passion, because you're going to take many years to figure it out, as they're showing in this one little thing.
That's so, so true. But that's what happens. I've said this story before, but I had the chance to go to Marfa, Texas, and that McAllen Observatory is there, and I was just, or McDonald Observatory is there, and I was just blown away by what I saw, and the astronomers who were there, and the telescopes, the power of the telescopes I looked into. I looked into one and saw so many stars, and you know, it was crazy. The astronomer was telling me, oh, that's a, you know, 1,000 billion light years away. I'm like, well, how can I see it? He said, because you can, because you have this telescope. I mean, I just couldn't wrap my brain around it. So I would make a lousy scientist, because I would question even probably the most basic things. But that's impossible. How am I really seeing it? Just really wild, I think, what we're able to do. All right, let's move on to, with powerful equipment, let's move on to something else, space-related, no doubt. There seems to be, with technology, and especially people running technology companies, this push to, you know, like Elon Musk, this push to be involved in space. So, having said that, they're saying that, you know, it's not just Elon Musk anymore. There are some others that would like to get on board. And, of course, one of them is Richard Branson, and he's pushing hard to, you know, get people into space. And he's had some problems with the program that they've been running in New Mexico. But they're hoping, of course, with his net worth and the people he's been able to hire, that they're going to be able to really, Virgin Galactic is going to be able to be the first commercial air space line.
Uh-huh.
And they're pushing up the timeline. They want to get more than 550 humans to travel to space. Do you think they'll do it?
Yes, I do.
So that's a bingo.
Yeah, bingo. Who doesn't want to go to space, except, you know, people who don't like getting in airplanes?
Future astronauts, I mean, they've had people out there. They've had them watch and listen. I mean, it is pretty cool. Spaceport America is a neat place. I would love to take the show there one day. All right, fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. Thanks, Nathan.
Woo!
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.